Okay.
A hog pen.
What does that look like? Can you describe it for me?
Well, this one I have is about 6 by 12, 4.5 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shelter and a small lock fence.
And what encloses it?
Wire.
What kind of, is that hog wire that you have on it?
I've got the woven wire up.
Mm-hmm. What's hog wire?
Well, that's a tight wire, and usually speaking is low wire,
mm-hmm.
hog wire with a barb on the bottom.
I see. Now, a place where milk and butter is stored, years ago, now they refrigerate it before.
Spring house.
Okay. And maybe we ought to put that mic down. Here, is this in your way?
No, it's not bothering me. Just leave it there.
Yeah, because if you put your hand over it, might not
work.
Might not record. Yeah,
so I want you to get it off.
Oh yeah, I think it's coming through just fine. But you said the spring house. What would you call a farm? A farm that was really concentrated on producing milk.
Dairy farm.
Yeah. Now, does the word dairy mean anything else to you besides that kind of a farm?
Well, that means dairy products, milk, butter.
Yeah. Well, does the word dairy mean anything else? Did you know of a place that you dig down in the ground? Did you ever hear that called a dairy?
Oh yeah.
Would you describe one of those for me? Do you have one?
No, sir. I've seen plenty of them.
Okay. What do they look like?
Well, they dig down in the ground and shed it off and put their canned goods in it.
How deep are they?
Oh, I've seen them walk back in and store 400 or 500 cans of food in them.
Uh-huh.
Canned goods.
Yeah. Are they dug down in the ground?
They're dug, usually dug straight back with level ground back in the hill.
I see.
And then they're shedded off the back, dirt up, banked up around, uh-huh. and usually blocked up inside.
I see.
And covered.
Now the place where the cows and sheep graze, where you just put them out to graze.
Pasture.
Yeah. And what do you call what kinds of undesirable grass grows in your fields? Kind of you have to get rid of.
Well, I guess you'd say around here sage grass, thistle, arn weeds. You're speaking of grasses.
Yeah. Or weeds in general, any other kinds of weeds.
Well, that's the biggest headache, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is it Johnson grass?
Well, we're not bothered right here with it too bad.
There's a lot of it in the county, though, isn't there?
Sure is.
Yeah. I heard Mr. talking on the telephone. He was talking about like it was a crop, you know. I asked somebody if it's
getting around. It's getting worse every year.
If animals ate it, because he was talking about how they you cut it, you know, and I he sounded like it was a crop. You know? they were spraying it, they were trying to, you know, get rid of it. Now, where you grow your tobacco out here, now what do you call that? Call that that
man. Where we grow it?
Yeah.
Tobacco patch.
All right. Now, how big can a patch be?
Can be any size.
Well, say, how many acres could it be? How large could it be and still be a patch?
Well, I'd say if you got over an acre, maybe you'd call it something else.
What would you call it?
Field.
All right. Do you use the term field on the term? I mean, how do you designate the fields on your farm? How many fields do you have in your farm?
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, I guess 6, 7.
All right, now how do you differentiate them on the basis of what you grow on them?